Roll With It, written by Thornsmut, and read by Litra. A Leverage fanfic, with the relationship Alec Hardison-Parker Elliott. Rated Mature. Summary. Parker's gender is not a fixed thing. Parker's boys are good with this. I'm a boy today.
The first time Parker said it, Hardison had laughed. He'd seen that it was a mistake immediately in Parker's defensively crossed arms and angrily shuttered face and sobered. They'd been heading to bed for something much more pleasurable than sleep when Parker blurted it out. Hardison should have known that Parker wouldn't joke about something like that. "You're trans?" he asked. "You're a trans guy?" "Which is fine. I mean, I'm cool with that. I'm extremely bi, so that's fine with me." Parker shrugged one shoulder and then the other, looking away from him. Uncomfortable.
"I'm not a boy all the time. I'm not a girl all the time. Most of the time I'm not anything. Either one."
"You're gender fluid," Hardison realized. He had internet friends who were. It wasn't completely new territory, even if he'd never dated anyone who was. Parker shrugged again.
"I'm a boy today."
"Okay. Hardison could roll with this." "You are still hands down the hottest boyfriend, girlfriend, or person I have ever dated." He corrected the line that had prompted Parker's assertion. Parker grinned at him and pounced into his arms to be carried to bed. Hardison could definitely roll with this. Most of the time, Parker didn't care what set of pronouns anyone used. Hardison switched it up sometimes when they were alone, which Parker liked. Hardison was willing to go to bat for Parker with the team, but Parker really didn't care what pronouns most people used and told him not to. Only sometimes was Parker definitely a boy or a girl. Hardison set Parker up with some readings so they could explore together what gender meant for Parker and how he could be as supporting as possible. Parker really hadn't had words or concepts to describe himself before, and having them seemed to help. Knowing there were others out there helped. The strap-on had been a fun experiment, but Parker never really identified with it much. Parker was much happier using their hands. Something they could feel with, to play with Hardison. Sucking on Parker's fingers like he was giving them a blowjob, watching Parker's pupils expand and his face go red as he panted, was way hotter than sucking on silicone any day.
"I'm a boy today." It hadn't come up the first few times Hardison and Parker brought Elliot to bed. Hardison had meant to warn Elliot to make sure he would be cool with it, but in the heat of the moment, he hadn't thought to do it. Hardison braced himself for an argument, for explanations, when Parker said it out of the blue in typical Parker style. Elliot blinked twice, then nodded.
"What can I do for you today, handsome?" he corrected himself.
Parker, who'd braced himself just as Hardison had, grinned. He sat on the edge of the bed, legs spread, and spreading his outer labia with two fingers in a Y.
"Suck my dick," he said.
Elliot immediately dropped to his knees in front of Parker, sucking the firm little bud of Parker's dick with short little bobs of his head, letting it slip through his pursed lips and sucking it back in. A completely different technique than the swirling licks he used when Parker wasn't a guy.
"Oh," Parker gasped. Oh.
His entire body shook, his hands clenched in Elliot's hair, and he all but screamed as it came. Elliot came up when Parker was done, face slick and flushed and his dick hard against his belly. Parker dragged Elliot into the bed to fuck his mouth with his fingers while Hardison rode Elliot's dick. The worshipful abandon on Elliot's face, how sweet he sucked Parker's fingers, never looking away from his face, the two of them so beautiful together, drove Hardison over the edge almost as much as the dick inside him. They collapsed together in a sweaty heap on the bed when they were all done, just enjoying the afterglow together.
"I'm glad you're cool with Parker's gender stuff," Hardison said. "I was worried."
Elliot just snorted a laugh.
"Ain't the first time I've had a trans partner."
"Gender fluid," Parker corrected. Most of the time, I'm not a boy or a girl at all.
You're the boss of you, Elliot agreed easily, relaxed in the wake of orgasm.
We're keeping him,
Parker decided, petting the side of Elliot's face.
Can we keep you, Elliot?
Couldn't get rid of me if you tried.
The end. Reader's notes. This was recorded for the trans character square on my Podvic bingo card. Thank you guys for listening, and have a great night.